the night of Lil Realist X's first show of the year, and local watering hole Keto's Cave is packed, from the stage to the very back of the bar. Lil Realist superfans are all sitting up front. Shirley Yip is one of them, and she's decked out in his merch. She, along with many others at her front stage table, knew Ashon from childhood. Yip says she got an iTunes gift card as a high school graduation present, and she remembers using it to buy his very first album.
I remember he would do some of his recordings in his GarageBand on his like MacBook Pro, and we got to hear the GarageBand versions of his music.
Dalton Small is another Realist fan. He remembers when Ashon started rapping in middle school.
From what I hear, it's done nothing but go up, so that's really cool to see. And you hear some of his old stuff compared to his stuff now, and it's just like, wow, it's gotten great. It's done good. He's nothing but the chillest guy you'll ever meet, and down to earth, and always down to have a good time, hang out with your friends kind of guy. Yeah, so.
After his set, Realist hops off the stage sweaty and energized.
Feel good. It's a good show. Sweaty, so worked hard.
But this isn't his first rodeo. When he's not fishing himself, Realist is producing his music across the U.S., from Atlanta to Hollywood. Realist started rapping when he was about 12 years old. He says the rap icons of the early 2000s helped shape his sound.
Eminem, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne. Lil Realist X, that's my stage name. And I got that from one of 50 Cent songs. He said in a lyric, "Remind me that you're rocking with the Realist." And he was like such a big influence on my life. So I was like, I'm going to use that. So Lil Realist and then X is just me finding myself.
Realist says growing up in Alaska also had a major impact on his art. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and adopted by a family in Petersburg when he was 6 months old.
I mean, you don't really know any different until you like go down south. But I mean, we were driving four-wheelers on the roads, snowmobiles, a bunch of crazy stuff. A lot of snow, you know, not the big city stuff you normally do.
His parents started taking him out fishing when he was 8 years old, and he got his first full-time gig when he was 15. He lists the fishing industry as another major artistic influence.
Fishing every day, you know, he's spending the time. It's not really working unless you're on the grind. I got the net coming in, and it's full of fish. Big money, yo, it's all we wish. You don't want big waves because it sinks the boat. Wait.
But Realist is stepping out of the grind and setting aside his nets for now. He got hurt in a fishing accident earlier this year. He was working with herring pounds, huge pens for holding the fish when they spawn.
We are herring pounding in Craig, Alaska, and we were setting the pounds on the beach. And I went up and jumped in the air and tried to twist one, but my spine twisted too far forward, and I crushed two discs.
For now, he's taking a break from fishing. But, Realist says, he's come to understand that the lifestyle is a critical part of his artistic persona. He says rapping about his roots sets him apart from other artists. And it keeps him grounded in reality.
Growing up, and you know, the older I get, the more I'm actually like feeling comfortable on presenting about life instead of just, you know, because you see everybody in the mainstream, it's like parties, big houses, and I don't got that. So it's more just like being real.
Realist says the recovery period is giving him more time to focus on his music. He's trying to set up tours in Washington and Montana and looks forward to producing his next album in Detroit. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.
Big money, yo, it's all we wish. You don't want big waves because it sinks the boat. Wait, we got to fill up another tote. Halibut prices might go down, but I'm still going to fish at a P-town.